A Nashville doctor is defending his controversial work that involves cell tissue and organs from aborted fetuses. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports the Vanderbilt surgical resident is caught up in a congressional investigation led by Brentwood Republican Marsha Blackburn.
A video that purported to show Planned Parenthood selling fetal tissue has been discredited, but it spawned an inquiry that carries on. For the last year, Congressman Blackburn's investigative panel has been forcing researchers to turn over emails and billing information. They're trying to root out people who may have profited from the sale of fetal parts, which is illegal. Vanderbilt's Eugene Gu received one of those subpoenas and says he broke no law.
These are tissues that would normally be thrown into the garbage can, into the medical incinerator. And, you know, fetal tissue researchers like myself do not promote abortion in any way.
Gu started a company called Ganogen, which acquires fetal tissue from Planned Parenthood through a middleman. Gu says he never made any money on the endeavor, but he does say the tissue has been invaluable scientifically. Here's how. His firm successfully transplanted fetal kidneys and a heart into a rat and put that video on YouTube. The hope is to grow organs that could be used in humans one day. Gu says he understands that his research will always be divisive.
I can see why someone would find that disturbing. It's a very visceral reaction to see the human heart like beating inside an animal. But at the same time, you know, heart disease is the number one killer in the industrialized world. You know, finding a way to cure this number one scourge in the industrialized world, I think, overcomes any of this jarring feeling. But I mean, you know, I want to be sensitive to the people who think that's jarring.
What if your research is wildly successful? I think people are probably worried about what kind of industry that might create.
The thing is, there are far more abortions that occur than there are patients on the transplant waiting lists. So there's never going to be an incentive or demand to get more abortions.
As long as there's fetal tissue, Gu says he plans to study it, even if doing so puts him at odds with abortion opponents. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.